verse 21 is that Mary and Jesus' brothers went to go and seize him.
第21节讲, 玛利亚和他的兄弟, 要去,
In the Greek, seize him is means to take hold of him.
在希列文来讲, 什么叫做拉住呢? 即是要抓住他。
You know, basically, they were saying he is out of his mind. He's beside himself.
其实意思就是说呢, 他是不是傻了呢?
You know, maybe Jesus was, they were afraid of Jesus' safety.
或者他们为了耶稣的安全缘故,
so they come to take him home.
所以他们要来这里带走他,
but we're not exactly sure.
但我们不可以做一个肯定,
this verse doesn't really tell us.
因为这一节没有讲到给我们听,
you know, we're not even sure what happened in this encounter, actually. It kind of ends.
就算在这个相遇里面发生了什么事, 我们都不知,
but you would think that if your mom and your brothers come,
如果你的妈妈和你的兄弟来到,
you know, when your mom and your brother, your family come, you know, they come to what? They come to stop you, to come down, right? They come to come down, stop everything.
如果你的妈和你的兄弟来, come down.
You know, you would expect that's exactly what happens, right?
那你知道发生什么事了,
you know, if mom comes to shut us down, we're shut down.
哇, 如果妈来砍档, 我还不收档?
But that's not exactly what happened.
但是事情又不是这样发生哦。
Instead, going to see his mother and his siblings,
耶稣没有说去见他的兄弟或者见他的母亲,
Jesus takes this opportunity to teach a very important spiritual principle.
但是耶稣就用这个机会去教一个在属灵上面很重要的功课。
And he answered to them,
那他怎么回答他们呢?
After they said, your mother and your siblings are here,
当人家告诉他, 啊, 你妈妈和你的兄弟来了,
he said, who are my mother and brother? And looking about at those who sat around him, he said, here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother.
耶稣就这样回答他们, 谁是我的母亲, 谁是我的弟兄? 就四面观看那周围坐着的人, 说看啊, 我的母亲, 我的弟兄, 凡遵行神旨意的人, 就是我的弟兄姊妹和母亲了。
You know, Jesus' response here was probably very strange to the people that he was talking to.
耶稣这样回答人呢,
because the Jewish had very, the traditional Jewish had a very, very strong view of family. And it's probably strange to some of us too.
又说他我们听来都觉得很怪,
when you listen to it, it seems kind of rude.
听起来好像没什么礼貌,
you know, Jesus seems to reject his own family in favor of his disciples.
好像耶稣去拒绝他的自己家人, 而去宠爱去班门徒。
So was Jesus actually rejecting his mother who gave him birth, who nursed him?
耶稣是不是真的去拒绝这个生他出来养大他的母亲呢?
Is he disowning his own siblings at this point for the sake of the kingdom?
在现在这个时间, 他是不是为着 神的角度去否认他的弟兄呢?
No, of course not.
当然不是啦。
So today we're going to look at three things.
今天我们会看三样东西。
What Jesus is not saying or teaching.
首先就是耶稣不是在说什么。
Secondly, we'll look at what Jesus is really saying.
第二,耶稣实在是在说什么。
And finally, what does that practically mean for you and I?
第三就是对于我们来说实际有什么意义呢?
So what was Jesus not teaching? What was he not saying here?
好了, 首先我们说, 耶稣究竟在这里是不是在说什么?
So Jesus is not suggesting that believers should ignore or abandon their families in order to serve God.
耶稣不是叫信徒去忽略或者去遗弃他们的家庭而去侍奉神。
But only that we put God first above all things.
乃是要我们将神摆在首位。
That our love for God should be so great.
我哋爱神嗰个程度系要咁大嘅。
That a love for others, for our family, would pale in comparison. Luke 14.
大到咧，如果将我哋爱神嗰个心同我哋爱家庭或者其他嘢嘅心咧，系冇得比嘅。
So Jesus was not teaching that Christians may reject their earthly families at all.
所以耶稣绝对唔系话一个信徒可以去忽略或者遗弃佢哋嘅家人。
On the contrary, Bible teaches that it's important to love and honor our parents.
但系相反嚟讲，圣经教导我哋就要孝敬父母。
It's so important that God put it in the Ten Commandments as the fifth commandment.
而呢个重要到一个嘅地步。神要将呢一个嘅诫命摆喺十诫里边嘅第五诫。
And it's the only commandment with a promise.
而呢个系唯一嘅诫命系带有应许嘅。
And when you obey and honor your parents, God will bless your life.
当你去孝敬父母嘅时候，神就祝福，神嘅祝福就嚟到。
And parents are given the responsibility to love and nurture their children.
而做父母亦都有呢个嘅责任去喂养佢嘅小朋友。
Ephesians 6 says, Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
以弗所书六章四节咁样讲：你们作父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Do not provoke them to anger.
唔好惹儿女嘅气。
Lead them to grow in God's word.
但系要带住佢哋喺神嘅话语里边嚟到成长。
And parents are given that responsibility to nurture their children, and in fact, that's one of the qualifications that is given of being an elder.
神就俾咗呢个责任俾父母，就算系做长老，神就系俾咗呢一个嘅资格。
Now you must manage your household well.
是你一定要懂得怎样管理自己的家。
So 1 Timothy 3, 4, and 5 says, To be an elder, he must manage his own household well, with all dignity, keeping his children submissive. For if someone does not know how to manage his own household, how will he care for God's church?
提摩太前书三章四至五节咁样讲：好好管理自己的家，使儿女凡事端庄顺服。神若不知道管理自己的家，焉能照管神的教会呢？
So we're called to care for our family.
所以我哋系被呼召，我哋要照顾我哋嘅家庭。
And even here, it is not as though Jesus is unloving towards Mary.
就算喺呢度，耶稣对玛利亚唔系冇爱嘅。
He loves his mother very dearly.
佢实在系好爱佢嘅母亲。
Because we remember in chapter 19 of John,
你记得喺约翰福音嘅第十九章
，when Jesus was hanging on that cross,
当耶稣被挂喺十字架上
，the moment of his pain and suffering,
当佢喺苦痛苦难里边
，he comes to think of his mother.
佢仲想起佢嘅母亲。
Verse 26 in John 19, it says, When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, Woman, behold your son. Then he said to his disciple, Behold your mother. And from that hour, the disciple took her to be to his own home.
约翰福音十九章二十六至二十七节咁样讲，耶稣见母亲和他所爱的门徒站在旁边。就对他们说：母亲，看你的儿子。又对门徒说：看你的母亲。从此，那门徒就接他到自己家里去了。
He loved his mother to the last minute of his own death.
就算喺佢临终嘅时候，佢都仲系爱佢嘅母亲。
Even to make sure that she is cared for.
佢仲要去肯定嘅知道呢个母亲得到照顾。
So we see here that he committed her to the care of his disciple.
喺呢度佢就将母亲交咗俾门徒嚟到照顾。
And Jesus actually loved his siblings very dearly too.
而耶稣亦都系好爱佢嘅兄弟姊妹。
He loved them enough to call them into the kingdom.
佢爱佢哋到一个嘅地步，呼召佢哋进到呢一个嘅国度。
In Acts 14, chapter 1, verse 14.
在《使徒行传》第一章的第十四节
We see that when the believers are gathered in the upper room awaiting the Holy Spirit to come.
我们看到当这些信徒 聚集喺呢个楼房里边，系等候圣灵降临。
It says the disciples gathered together.
佢讲到话呢啲门徒招聚。
With the woman, with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers.
有一啲嘅妇女，有玛利亚，亦都有耶稣嘅兄弟。
So Jesus' brothers were ones that were waiting there for the Holy Spirit as well.
所以耶稣嘅兄弟亦都喺嗰度等候圣灵嘅降临。
They were the ones that came to also believe in Jesus.
佢哋亦都嚟到去相信耶稣。
So here what we see in our verses today is that we see siblings who consider Jesus crazy.
我哋喺呢度呢经文睇到一啲嘅耶稣嘅兄弟觉得耶稣系咪傻咗。
But a short time later,
但是一个很短的时间,
they come to confess him as their Lord and as their Savior.
他们就来到口称主耶稣基督为他们的救主主宰。
Well, that was with probably 2 years.
这个可能是在两年的时间里面。
Because we understand that Jesus' earthly ministry only lasted around 3 years.
因为我们知道主耶稣基督地上的事工只是有三年之长之久。
So the statement does not diminish Jesus' love for his family.
所以当耶稣这样说话的时候，不代表耶稣对他家庭的爱是减少了的。
And we see that Jesus' siblings at the end did not resent him either.
我们也都去看到耶稣的兄弟看到最后没有对耶稣有反感。
They actually did the opposite.
其实是刚刚的相反。
Well, we can see 2 examples of that from his brothers James and Judas.
就是在他两个的兄弟在雅各和犹大的身上我们可以看到。
James is the author of the book of James.
雅各就是写雅各书的位。
And James actually became the head of the Jerusalem church.
雅各成为耶路撒冷教会的领袖。
We see it in Acts 12.
我们在《使徒行传》第十二章可以看到。
So James wrote the epistle of James.
所以雅各咧就写咗雅各书啦。
And then his brother Jude wrote the epistle of Jude.
犹大就写咗犹大书。
And when we come to see their introductions,
当我哋睇到佢点样嚟到去介绍自己嘅时候
，James says this in James 1:1, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在雅各书一章一节，他这样说，作神和主耶稣基督仆人的雅各。
So Jude, a servant, a slave of Jesus Christ.
而犹大亦都是主耶稣基督的仆人。
That's Jude 1:1.
就是在犹大书一章一节这样说。
The servant of Christ.
耶稣基督的仆人雅各的兄弟犹大。
And the brother of James.
雅各的兄弟。
So his brothers loved Jesus.
所以他的兄弟是爱耶稣的。
And Jesus loved them in return.
而耶稣也都爱他们。
So this has nothing to do with loving your family.
所以呢，这里和爱你的家庭是无关的。
So what is Jesus saying here?
那耶稣在这里究竟讲着什么呢?
Jesus is showing us the new reality of his kingdom.
耶稣是让我们要看到他国度那个真实性。
He's showing us the wonderful relationship that believers now have with Jesus.
让我们看到现在信徒和主耶稣基督有这个美丽的关系。
Jesus says, who are really the genuine, who genuinely has a relationship with me?
耶稣就说究竟哪一个和我是有关系的呢?
And he answers that in verse 34.
他就在第34节这样答了。
All of you who believe in me, all of you.
你哋每一个相信我嘅人。
All of you are my brothers, my sisters, my mother.
你哋每一个都系我嘅弟兄姊妹，我嘅母亲。
Well, actually, he says all that do the will of God.
其实喺呢度讲嘅咩？所有行神旨意的人。
So to do the will of God, it means to walk in obedience to God.
去遵行神旨意嘅人嘅意思就系信服神嘅人。
That's walking in obeying God's word.
乃是在神的话语里面来到顺服行走。
So when you do the will of God,
所以当你行神的旨意，
that is receiving the gospel.
这个就是接受福音。
To receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, to believe in Him and trust in Him alone.
去接受主耶稣基督为你的救主，单单唯独主耶稣基督是你的救主。
This is what Jesus is saying.
这个就是耶稣在这里讲的。
When you trust in him, when you receive him as your Lord, your Savior,
当你信靠他，接受他成为你的救主，生命的主宰。
You are brought into a new, wonderful relationship to God.
你就是和耶稣进入这个美丽的关系。
You're brought into God's family.
因为你现在是进入了神的家。
Romans 8:15 reminds us,
罗马书的第八章第十五节这样提醒我们。
You have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心，乃仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
See, this is the benefit that you've been given, that the confession was talking about.
这个就是今天的信条所讲，你们所得到的这个的福分。
You are now a child of God.
你现在就是神的儿女。
You are co-heirs with Christ.
你是与基督一同承受产业。
Heirs to an eternal rich kingdom.
你就是要承受一个在永恒里面丰盛的国度。
And that's the image that God that Jesus wants us to see here.
耶稣就要我们看到这幅的图画。
That you are the ones that are most intimate to him.
你和他就是最亲密。
And forever you shall be with him in eternity.
而在永恒里面你与他一起。
You know, of course, that's even sweeter when your real relatives come to know him too.
而当你的亲属也都来到认识主耶稣基督的时候，这个也都更加的甜蜜。
That's a double blessing.
这个是双重的祝福。
Because really, you know, people say blood is thicker than water.
实在人说血浓于水。
You know, there's more intimacy between people who are related than there is with other people.
如果我们是用血来到维系的，当然我们的亲密是比做相交的关系更加深。
Many times it's true, there is a more intimate relationship.
没错，很多时真系咁嘅关系更加亲密。
And we can't deny that God actually blesses the intimate relationship between a husband and wife.
我哋亦都唔可以否认神亦都祝福咗夫妇呢个亲密嘅关系。
And but what Jesus is saying here?
但系耶稣喺呢度所讲嘅
，Being fellow Christians, we are even closer.
当我们大家都是基督徒的时候，我们的关系是更加的亲密。
You are now bonded to Christ through His blood.
因为现在你与基督联合是藉着基督的血。
But most of all, you're bonded to Christ by the Holy Spirit that lives within us.
而同时，你亦都是与基督联合，是藉着住在我们里面的圣灵。
Romans 6 reminds us that it is the Spirit that intimately unites us to Christ.
罗马书第六章提醒我们，是圣灵使我们与基督联合。
It is the Spirit that has been given to each and every believer that dwells within us.
而圣灵是神所赐给每一个信徒，住在信徒的心里面。
And the Spirit dwells within us.
而呢一个嘅圣灵就居住喺我哋嘅心里边
，eternally，
永恒里边
，uniting us to Christ，
使我哋与基督联合。
That He is our Savior who will lead us and bring us to eternity。
主耶稣基督就系我哋嘅救主，会带领我哋进入永恒
，into an eternal relationship，
亦都与佢喺永恒里边有呢个关系。
So when we think about it, the most important relationship that matters，
所以如果我哋要谂一个最重要、最重要嘅关系。
With eternal consequences.
是一个在永恒里面有影响的关系。
It's our relationship to Jesus.
就是我们与基督的关系。
James and Jude understood this when they introduced themselves.
雅各和犹大，当他们怎样去自己介绍自己的时候，我们看到他有这个明白。
You know, if I was them, I would say, oh, I'm the brother of Jesus.
如果我是他就说，哇，我是耶稣的兄弟。
You know, but they realize they didn't. You know that that relationship is only temporary.
但系佢哋明白呢一个关系只系暂短嘅。
There's no eternal consequences of being the blood brother.
因为与基督有呢个血缘关系，呢个唔系永恒嘅。
They're both happy to introduce themselves as slaves to Christ.
但系佢哋两位点样介绍自己，都话自己系基督嘅仆人。
And the slaves brings up a great concept.
呢个仆人俾我哋一个好大嘅意念。
It means submission.
呢个意念就系顺服。
Obedience.
顺服。
That they're willing to follow Christ, submit to Christ.
他们愿意的跟随耶稣，顺服耶稣。
Do we see ourselves as slaves
of Christ? 我们有没有看到自己是基督的奴仆呢？
Living in submission and obedience to him in a daily basis.
我们每一天就是顺服和顺从主耶稣基督。
You know, my last sermon, you remember, we talked about intimacy with Christ.
我上一次的讲道就讲到与基督的亲密。
Christ desires to have an intimate relationship with you.
主耶稣基督愿意和我们有一个亲密的关系。
To talk with you each and every day as you face this furnace of life.
当你看到生命，当你在生命里面被煎熬的时候，主耶稣基督愿意每一天与你对话。
He yearns to hear your heart in prayer.
他等着聆听你心底的祷告。
He longs to see your face in worship.
他等待着你去敬拜他。
That as you seek his grace and his counsel,
当你去寻求他的引领，寻求他的引导。
He longs to fellowship with you.
他愿意与你相交。
He longs to talk with you as you read his word and meditate upon his word.
当你研读他的话语，去默想他的话语的时候，他乐意的与你对话。
He longs to be with you.
他等待着你。
Question is, do we long to be with Christ?
今天的问题是，我们有没有等待着基督？
And finally,
而最后，
being intimately related to Christ,
和主基督有这个亲密的关系，
we are now intimately related to one another.
我们彼此也有这个亲密的关系。
God has chosen us to be his people.
神拣选我们成为他的子民。
You know, his church are his people.
在教会里面就是他的子民。
You are called to represent God.
你被呼召要代替神。
To represent the kingdom of God on this earth.
你被呼召要代表神，在这个世界里面代表神。
And John 13:35 says that the world will know we are Christians by our love for one another.
约翰福音十三章的这样讲，他说，当这个世界看到我们相爱的时候，这个世界就知道我们是属于基督的。
John 13:34 says, A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you love for one another.
约翰福音十三章三十四至三十五节这样讲，我赐给你们一条新的诫命，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
So when the world looks at the church,
当这个世界看教会的时候，
the world should see brothers and sisters loving one another.
这个世界应该看到主内的弟兄姊妹是彼此相爱。
That is the testimony of God's power and grace.
这个就是见证神的大能，神的恩典。
You know, Galatians 5 reminds us that love means serving one another.
加拉太书提醒我们，什么叫做爱啊？爱就是彼此服侍。
To care for each other's needs.
去关顾彼此的需要。
Loving one another means to have forbearance and love towards one another.
彼此相爱就是我们会彼此的体谅。
That we're forgiving each other.
我们彼此的饶恕。
Colossians 3:12-14 says this.
哥罗西书三章十二至十四节这样讲。
Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgive each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony.
所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁无爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容、彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。在这一切之外，要存着爱心，爱就是联络传得的。
I think you've all heard this before.
我相信你们每一个人都听过了。
But I understand, you know, loving people is not so easy.
我亦都明白，爱别人唔系咁容易。
Loving everyone is particularly not easy.
爱众人亦都系唔容易嘅。
You know, because even in our own earthly families, there's always going to be those who are difficult people to love.
当中都会有啲好难去爱嘅人。
You know, I think I can say, in one second, somebody will pop into your mind if I said, think about one person that's hard to love.
我谂，如果我话你用一秒嘅时间去谂下边一个人系好难去爱，我相信你个脑海一定会有。
You got that picture?
你有冇嗰幅图啊？
All right, it might be more than one person. It might be many people.
又或者多过一个，或者有好多个。
You know, to be honest, people are very difficult to love.
咁如果我哋好坦白嚟讲咧，人咧实在好难去爱嘅。
You know, even if your own blood brothers and even your relatives and your own family, there are people who are difficult to love.
就算是你亲生的兄弟姊妹，就算是你的家人，是你的亲属，都会有啲你觉得好难去爱嘅人。And
if we're really honest with ourselves,
咁如果我哋真系好坦白嚟讲，
we're not easy to love either.
我哋自己都唔系好容易嘅去俾人爱。It
takes a lot of work.
人哋要落好多功夫。Because
everyone is sinful.
因为每一个人都有罪性。
Nobody's exempt from that.
冇人喺呢一样嘢里边系免疫嘅。
You might think you're very lovable.
或者你会觉得自己好可爱。
That's only in our own imagination.
呢个只不过系我哋喺我哋嘅幻想里边。
You know, when you really think about it.
咁如果你真系细心嘅谂下。
Ask the people closest to you. Am I an easy person to love?
问下同你最亲密嗰个人，问下你哋佢。 问下佢哋，你系咪好容易嘅，系一个可爱嘅人咧？
Well, your husband better say yes, otherwise it'll be a long night.
咁如果你做丈夫嘅，你最好就话系啊，唔系你今晚就惨啦。
But we are sinful people.
但系我哋系有罪性嘅人啊。
We're prone to selfishness and pride.
我哋好容易就会系自私，好容易就系骄傲。
We always think we're right.
我哋时时觉得自己系啱嘅。
Right? Sometimes you might admit you're wrong, but you always think you're right first.
或者你肯认自己是错，但是你第一样嘢就是说自己是啱嘅。
And we're always prone to these little, simple, very small jealousies.
又或者我们会有少少的妒忌在那里。
And we get angry so easily.
我们很容易就生气了。
You know, and we're very vengeful people.
仲有我哋好记仇嘅。
You know, you can tell that on the road. You cut me off, I'm gonna cut you off back.
咁你揸车就睇到啦，哇！你 cut 我条线啊，我而家 cut 翻你啦。And
a lot of times we say very thoughtless and hurtful words.
有好多时我哋逼不经大脑，我哋就说话啦。For
no reason at all.
冇原因噶。And
that's just the tip of the iceberg, isn't it?
呢一啲都只不过系冰山嘅一角。
But loving forgiveness is so important to Jesus.
但是在耶稣来说，去爱和去饶恕是很重要的。Reconciling
with your brother is so important that he says in Matthew 5:24.
和你的弟兄姊妹回复你的关系是很重要的，在马太福音他这么说。Before
you bring your offering in, before you come and worship me,
他说在你来献祭之前，在你来敬拜我之前。
Go and be reconciled to your brother.
你要同你嘅兄弟和好。
Go be reconciled before you come into my presence with your offering.
当你嚟到我嘅面前献祭之前，你先要同你嘅兄弟嚟到和好。
You know, the key is God wants us to have reconciled relationships.
呢度重点就系神要我哋与兄弟姊妹有呢一个嘅和好。
You know, forgiveness isn't just a thought. Okay, I forgive you. Then go on with your life, and I'll go on with mine.
你话去饶恕一个人，唔系话就咁讲咗，哦，我饶恕你啦，而家你过你嘅生活，我过我嘅生活。
Jesus didn't do that. If he just forgave you and have nothing to do with you,
耶稣冇咁做啊！耶稣唔系赦免咗我哋，就与我哋各不相关。
No, forgiveness is forgiving and restoring that relationship.
耶稣饶恕之后，耶稣去回复我哋嘅关系。
A bringing back of intimacy that God desires.
让神乐意嘅与我哋有呢个嘅亲密关系。
You know, when we let the sun go down in our anger,
当太阳下山嘅时候。我哋仲系嬲嘅。
Ephesians 4:26。
呢个系以弗所书第四章第二十六节。
What happens is bitterness settles in our soul。
会发生咩事啊？苦毒就会喺我哋嘅心灵里边。
Unforgiveness will lead to bitterness。
一个唔饶恕嘅心就会带到我哋去苦毒里边。
And that bitterness will destroy that heart。
而呢一个嘅苦毒就会破坏呢一个嘅心。
You know, I know that sometimes we've been hurt very badly and it's not easy to forgive.
我知道有时我哋系伤得好痛。
Sometimes
we, 我哋亦都唔会好容易嘅去饶恕人。
Sometimes we forgive people, but they do it over and over and over again.
有时我哋去饶恕别人，但系佢哋又一次又一次嘅去伤害我哋。
You know, Jesus answered that question. How many times are we supposed to forgive or forgive and The disciples asked.
门徒问耶稣：我哋要饶恕人几多次啊
？And Jesus said in Matthew 18.
马太福音第十八章，耶稣咁样回答
：You not just forgive 7 times, but 77 times 7.
唔系净系七次，系七十七次嘅七次。
The Bible does say that we're hopelessly and sinful and rebellious.
圣经讲得好清楚，我哋系无望嘅，我哋系反叛神。
But what we heard in our confession today that
但是在我们今天的信仰信条我们听到
God sent his son to die for us
神差派他的爱子耶稣基督为我们死
To take away our sins so that we don't have to face judgment
去拿走我们的罪以致我们不需要面对审判
But greater than that he's given us a new birth by his spirit
但是比这个更大的就是藉着圣灵去让我们重生
You know, we talked about that in 1 Peter we're given a new body a new heart Not a new body, but a new soul.
我哋喺彼得前书讲到话，我哋有一个新嘅心。
Our bodies will come later.
一个新嘅灵，新嘅身体迟啲先至嚟。
A heart that is freed from the bondage of our sinful nature.
一个新嘅心已经再唔被我哋罪性嚟到捆绑。
And the key is now the Holy Spirit resides in our heart.
重要的就是现在有圣灵居住在我们的心里面。
It's the Holy Spirit that continues to transform our hearts and our minds.
是圣灵不断地使我们心意更新而变化。
And it is the work of the Spirit that enables us to live pleasing to God.
就是藉着圣灵的大能让我们能够过一个讨神喜悦的生命。
To live in love when we don't feel like it.
我哋凭就算我哋冇呢个感觉嘅时候，唔想嘅时候，我哋都能够凭着爱嘅嚟到过活。
To show grace and forgiveness when it seems impossible。
喺冇可能嘅境况里边，我哋去施恩典，我哋去饶恕。
You know, we can't love by our own abilities。
我哋唔能够凭住自己嘅力量去爱嘅。
We love because what?
我哋点解会爱啊
？God first loved us.
因为神先爱我哋。
We're able to forgive. Why?
点解我哋能够去饶恕啊
？Because God first forgave us.
因为神先赦免我哋。
You know, when we have trouble forgiving others.
当我哋觉得喺饶恕人呢个事情上面，我哋有困难。
It is because our pride.
系因为我哋嘅骄傲。
Prevents us from really seeing the gravity of our own sins before a perfect and righteous God.
是我们的骄傲锁住了我们看不到我们在一个完全的神面前我们在什么境况
Because if we really truly understand our sinfulness,
如果我们真正的去认识我们的罪性，
and if we have truly experienced the forgiveness of God，
如果我们真正的经历了神赦免我们的罪，
we'll be able to realize that other people their sin against us is only minor。
那我们就会看到人家得罪我那些是小事。
That's why God commands us to follow him, to do the same.
所以神去呼召我们要同样的去做。
Because he is the one that enables us to do so.
是因为他给我们能力能够这样做。
So what we need to do is pray.
所以我们需要的就要祷告。
Pray for our own hearts to be transformed.
我们要为自己的心来祷告。
Pray for the person you struggle with.
去求神改变我们的心，亦都为着我们同哪一个有瓜葛的人来祷告。
Pray for God's strength.
去求神给力量我们。
In your own heart to do what is right before God.
让神帮助你去做在神面前，神眼中看为正确的事。
Philippians 4:13, we can do
all. 腓立比书第三章第十四节。
We can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
我靠那加给我力量的凡事能作。
I want you to look around you.
我想你睇下你周围。
These are your brothers, your sisters, your mothers.
呢啲就系你嘅兄弟姊妹，你嘅母亲。
Through the blood of Christ.
藉住主耶稣基督嘅血。
You know, bonded to Christ and to one another through the power of the Holy Spirit.
藉住圣灵，我哋与基督联合，我哋彼此联合。
You know, for better or for worse.
无论点样都好。
True believers in Christ.
喺主耶稣基督真正嘅信徒。
You can't get rid of the people next to you. They'll be with you forever.
你唔可以
forever.
你唔可以赶走坐喺你隔篱嗰位嘅，因为咧喺主耶稣基督里边，你哋系喺永恒里边。以后都一起的了。
So God's kind of telling you now, you better start working on a relationship now.
所以神跟你说，你现在好开始做功夫了。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for you make us one family in Christ.
天父，我们多谢你，因为在主耶稣基督里面，我们就是一家人。
Lord, that it is your magnificent love that chooses us to be your brothers, sisters, and mothers. Father, we thank you for that love.
天父，我们为着这一份的爱，我们献上感谢。
You know, you are our Father.
因为你就是我们的天父。
Father to us all.
你就是我们的慈父。
And we thank you for Christ.
我们也都为着基督，我们献上感谢。
That as our brother.
是我们的长兄。
Lord, you have made us heirs with Christ to your eternal kingdom. Father, show us what that means, that you desire, Christ desires to have intimacy with us. That you have chosen the ones you have desired to save. So if we stand in your grace, help us to understand that you long to have a relationship with us. Like that father of the prodigal son. Always looking to have them return. Father, help us to come running back to you.
If
we're not living a life that is really seeking after you and loving you and serving you, Father, draw us close. Open our eyes like that son. See how foolishness living for this world really is. And to see the joy and the benefits of being your child. Help us to run to you. Father, I do pray that for those who are here and don't know you, Father, I pray that you will help them to see that you are a loving God.
主，我祈求 主，你帮助佢哋睇到你系一个慈爱嘅神。
That you brought them here today.
今日你带到佢哋嚟呢度。
That to hear your words.
让佢哋听到你嘅话语。
To hear your call.
去听到你嘅呼召。
That you love them enough to send your son to come to the cross.
你爱佢哋到一个地步，你差派你嘅独生儿子。
So that we would trust and receive him as Lord and Savior. We can have this blessed relationship with you and with each other. And Father, do teach us to learn to love one another. Lord, help us to really understand what forgiveness means. To really restore relationships. Because you are the one that has loved us and forgiven us. And you've given us that spirit and empowered us to walk as you have walked. To live a life that is pleasing to you.
活着，为着，得着你嘅喜悦。
Fill us with the Holy Spirit, we pray.
我哋祈求你嘅圣灵浇灌喺我哋当中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣嘅名字祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Let us all rise and turn to our last hymn.